We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Hilchos Kilei Behema, Halacha Dalid, Paragraph Beis. V'zeh shehizkiro toiro shor v'chamor daiko. Rav Nelson Zal says now we'll understand why the Torah specifically gives an example of an ox and donkey, afal pi shebe'emes kol shnei minim asurim, even though the law is that you're not allowed to have any two different species of animal working together. Kishor v'chamor heim b'chinas klipas eso v'yishmoel kemuva. Because it's brought in Sifrei Kabbalah that the ox and the donkey represent Esav and Yishmoel, who are the leaders of the 70 nations, and who are the leaders of the Sitra Achra in a sense. V'esav Yishmoel heim zuama sanochosh. Esav and Yishmoel represent the impurity of the snake. Sheheim hepech mi loshna kodesh. They are the opposite of loshna kodesh, shemekusher l'shabbos, which is connected to Shabbos. Shal yodoi mamshichin kiddusha Shabbos. And through loshna hakodesh, we draw upon ourselves the holiness of Shabbos. Shal yidei zeh nizgale achdus haposhut v'chulu, kemavur batoronal, ayin shom. Through which we reveal also the oneness of Hashem, the unity of Hashem, as Rabbeinu Zal explains in Torah Beis and Likutei Moran Tanina, which is the Torah that this entire halacha is based on. There, Rabbeinu Zal speaks about Loshna Kodesh, and he also speaks about drawing from Shabbos into the weekdays. Ki Esau v'Yishmoel heim b'chinas ha-shivim umois, sheheim shivim l'shoinois, hepech l'shana kodesh. Esav and Yishmoel represent the 70 nations, which are the 70 languages, which are the opposite of our holy language. Kikol hashivim umois klulim be'esav Yishmoel, kemoi shemavur ba'toira Rabbi Yochanan Mishtoi. All 70 nations are included in Esav and Yishmoel, as Rabbeinu Zal mentions in chapter 16 in Likutei Moran, Shekol ho'akum nichlolim b'shtei umois shem Esav Yishmoel, v'shivim umois shem shiv malashoyne shem hepech miloshna kodesh shushayach rak liYisrael. That all the idols and all the nations of the world are all included in these two. Each one of them is considered to be a leader of 35 nations, Esav and Yishmoel. It's interesting to note, I once saw, I believe, in the Bnei Yisochar, that we know that the Arabs, their day of worship is Friday. The other guys, their day of worship is Sunday. And Lahavdil, the Jews, are in the middle. We have our Shabbos Kodesh in the middle. And this is brought related to the Bris Bein HaBesorim, that Avraham Avinu walked through in the middle. He passed through these different animals that were on both sides of him, representing, again, there's the right and the left, and Klal Yisrael are the ones who are in the center, which is the choicest one. But that's symbolic of these two groupings of 35 nations each, which are under the leadership and authority of Esav and Yishmoel separately. And we said that they have their 70 nations versus the Jewish people, who have Loshen HaKodesh, which is relevant only to us. Ashrei yidei zeh bochar bonim mikol ha'amim v'remamtonim mikol ha'shoinos. And it's with Loshen Kodesh, with our holy language, that Hashem has distinguished us from the other nations. Nimtza she'esav v'yishmoel shem klolius ha'shivim l'shoinos heim ha'hepech miloshen ha'kodesh shemekusha l'shabbos. So Esav and Yishmoel, who represent these 70 languages, they're the opposite of Loshen Kodesh, which is tied into Shabbos. And again, that's why we said they don't celebrate Shabbos. They have their different days, Friday and Sunday. Ki heim b'chinas zuamas hanochosh, zuamas halametes malochos, hasholtem b'yimei achoil. Because these other nations are from the impurity of the snake, the impurity of the 39 acts of work, which prevail during the 6 days of the week. כשאין מקדשנוסם על ידי המשוך אז קדוש השבס לתוך מי אכול כנל. When one does not purify those types of work by drawing upon them from the holiness of Shabbos. We mention ki yefsher lahamshich kedusha Shabbos limeachol ki al yedei loshon hakodesh shemekusha leShabbos. Rav Nosson says, as Rabbi Nosson says over there, a Jew cannot draw the holiness of Shabbos into the weekdays other than through loshon hakodesh shemekusha leShabbos, which is attached to Shabbos. Loshon HaKodesh is a major factor on Shabbos. We know that one of the main laws of Shabbos is V'daber Dovor, to watch what you say on Shabbos. That your Dibur of Shabbos should not be like your Dibur of the 6 days of the week. That on Shabbos you should only speak words of Torah, Tefillah, holiness. Not to speak about things that are unholy. Or even not to speak about work or mundane things like that. That kind of thing. So therefore, that the only way to draw the holiness of Shabbos into the weekdays is through Loshon Kodesh, which is connected to Shabbos. Shezoichin Eilov al yedei ho'emes shemeir bahadibur. And Rabbi Nazal explains over there in Torah Beis and Likutei Moran Tanina that the way that a Jew is zoicha to Loshon HaKodesh is that a person has to shine three channels of truth into the four different types of speech. This is terminology that Rabbi Nosson uses over there in that chapter on the Kutiran, and Rabbi Nosson later on is going to give us a beautiful explanation of what that's all about. But this concept of shining emes into the dibur, the Esav of Yishmael heim hepech ho emes liyakov, whereas Esav and Yishmael are the opposite of truth. Truth which is related to Yaakov Avinu, as the Pasuk says, Titein Emes LeYaakov. Ki heim bechinas anshei domim yisneu tom hamuskar shom batoranal. Because Esav and Yishmael, it's about them that the Pasuk says that these people, these murderous people, they hate a tom. Tom means a simple person. Tom is also Miloshen Emes, the word Emes. And Rabbi Nosson refers to this over there in Likutei Moran. Ki heim anshei domim bevadai, because Esav and Yishmael are bloody people. Ki Esav hu admoini moledom. We know the Torah tells us that when Esav was born, he was all red, blood, anger, murder. That's what he was all about. V'nemar boy, and the Torah says about him that when he came into the house, he was hungry and tired. Why? V'hu oyef min horetzicha. The Gemara says, what was he so tired about? Tired of killing people. He had just killed Nimrod in battle, who was added to the long list of other people who Esav had murdered. V'chein Yishmoel, and Yishmoel also we know was a killer. Nemar boy, the Pasuk says about him, Vatera Soro es ben Hogor Metzachek, that Soro Imenu saw the son of Hogor, Yishmoel, entertaining himself. What kind of entertainment? Upirush Rashi al Shvichas Domim. He was practicing his archery on Yitzchok Avinu. He was taking shots to try to kill Yitzchok Avinu and say, no, it was only sport. He was making sport. He didn't mean it at all. So we see that they are anshei domim yisnu tam. They're the opposite of tam, which means emes. V'alkein heim hepecho emes, ki aleim nemar asher piem diber shov v'yaminim yim sheker. Because it's about these nations that the Pasuk says in Tehillim, their mouth speak with falsehood, and their right hand is also false, sheker. Ki heim hahepech mebechinas Toida halocha, because they are the opposite of the korban toida and the concept of halocha, which Rabbi Nosson speaks about over there on the Likutei Moran, bechinas shiashua olam haba. Toida and halocha represent the pleasures of the world to come. Shehu bechin, because we know the Gemara says in the future all korbanos are going to be eliminated except for the korban toida, the thanks offering, and halocha also represents the conclusion, the final step in the study of Torah, Bechinas Chesed Lavrom, which is tied into Chesed, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there. Kihein Bechinas Hasigim V'Hapsoilis, because these other nations, Esav, Yishmoel, and these other nations, represent the waste matter. Bechinas Tukva Dedino Kashia, they represent Super Midas Hadin. Bechinas Moitz V'Teven, the husk, the klipa that surrounds the grain. Shemishom HaKushyos HaChoyfen Al HaHalacha, that's the source of all the questions and the difficulties that a person has in understanding the halacha. She'enom manichin levar halacha, which don't allow us to get clarity in the halacha. Kemuvan betikunim, as the Tikkunei Zohar explains. This concept of the klipa that surrounds the fruit, that corresponds to these other nations, which their tumah blocks us from being able to have the kind of clarity in Torah that we want to have. Because they do not choose Olam Haba. Shehu Bechinas Toida Halacha, which Rabbeinu Zal defines over there in Likutei Maharan, that in Olam Haba is when we're going to have the Korban Toida. That's where we're going to have the clearest manifestation of the Halacha. Ki Bocharu Lechelkom Ho'olam Hazeh, because Esav and Yishmoel have chosen this world as their portion. Shemole atzvus v'yegoinois, this world which is full of depression and struggle. Kama shekosuv, as the pasuk says, v'loy chofetz bivrocha v'tirchak mimenu. They rejected blessing. They don't want blessing. They distance themselves from blessing. Nimtza, she'esa v'yishmoel, heim behepech mikol habechinois hanemorim b'toyra zois. So we see from what Rav Nosson Zal showed us now, that Esav and Yishmoel are the opposite of all the good things that Rabbeinu Zal mentions over there in Likutei Maharan. The Toida, the Halacha, the Olam Haba, the Tam, the Emes, Lashon Kodesh, Shabbos. They're the opposite of all of that. She'al Yodom Zoichen Lahamshich Kiddush HaShabbos L'Toich Sheishis Me'achoyel. It's through all the things that Rabbeinu Zal lists over there that a Jew is Zoiche to be able to draw the holiness of Shabbos into the 6 days of the week, legalois achdus haposhet yisborach, and to reveal the oneness, the unity of Hashem. Whereas they are the opposite, Esav and Yishmoel, the opposite of all of that. V'alkein hizkira hatoyro isur kilei behema, al shem ta'aruves shor v'chamor. This is why when the Torah speaks about the fact that we are forbidden to mix together two different species of animal, to work with them at the same time, the Torah lists it as an ox and a donkey. Shehem bechinas hischabrus trei zinei bisha. That's the union of the two leading forces of evil. Shehem Esav v'Yishmoel, kemuva bezoyar ubiksovim, which are Esav and Yishmoel, as is brought many times throughout the Zohar HaKadosh and the writings of the Arizal. Why does the Torah use them as the example of kilayim? Lahoyrois, to teach us, to show us. Shayidei kilei behema, shemechabrim shnei minei balechayim, b'shas asiyas eisem alochem, milamates melochois, that by mixing together two animals, by combining them, to work with them together as one team, ayidei ze poigmim, bebechinas hisgalus achdus haposhut, mitoch pulos mishtanes kanal. By doing that, we're upsetting the process. We're going against the flow of revealing the Achdus HaPoshet, the unity of Hashem, from all the different species. Ki goyermen shemeschabrim chas v'shom trei zinei bisha. Because we're actually uniting the two leading forces of the Sitra Achra, Shehem Shoer v'chamor de Klipa, which are the ox and donkey of Klipa. Shehem b'chinas Esav v'Yishmoel. Shehem ha-hepech mikol ha-bechinas anal. They are the opposite of all the positive things that Rabbeinu Zal mentions over there in Likutei Maharan. She'al yodom nizgala achdus ha-poshud, through which the unity of Hashem is revealed. They are the opposite of that. Ki Esav v'Yishmoel, Heim ha-hepech mikol zeh kanal. Because they are the opposite of all of this. Shezehu bi'atzmo yibichinas ha-pegam shegormim alidei hischabrus shnei minim b'shas melocha. And that's exactly the damage that we cause when we put together two different species of animals as a team to work to accomplish work together. When we do that, we're going against the revelation of Achdus HaPoshut from Pulois Mishtanois.